The Sportscast, October 2nd, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, iTunes, and YouTube. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. You can now listen to us on DAB Digital Radio by going to thesportscast.net. You'll see the live radio on the top of the webpage on thesportscast.net, which is our website, thesportscast.net. And also follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1. thesportscast1. We have a lot going on in news, and tonight the Heat play the Lakers. This episode is brought to you by Insta Bible App. You can download the Insta Bible App in the iOS App Store. New update. The Champions League 2020-21 groups are set. A few groups to eye on, but of course the biggest one of all is Barcelona, placed in the same group as Juventus, meaning Messi versus Ronaldo, one of the top European players in the past 10 years. And joining us today, all the way from Hollywood, Florida, Jaime Fernandez. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. I'm happy to be back.
Jaime, we spent time together watching the draw, and it was very fun, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
And of course, I didn't know the draw until you texted me that morning, so I felt very unprepared. But I got up, and I want to thank you for reminding me and coming over to my office to watch the match. I mean, the draw.
The draw.
And of course, we found out that Kevin De Bruyne, his favorite player when you grow up, was Michael Owen. That was a huge surprise.
Huge surprise, yeah. I did not expect that.
I didn't expect that either. But anyways, a couple of surprises, of course. We'll go group by group, and we'll find out what are your thoughts, what are my thoughts. But let's start with Bayern Munich on for Group A. Which Group A consists of Bayern Munich, Atletico Madrid, RB Salzburg, and Lokomotiv Moscow. Jaime, how about this group? Of course, the Champions League, like the champions of the Champions League.
The super champions.
Yeah, for last year, which they lost last week. But what are your thoughts about this group? Is this an easy group for Bayern Munich and also Madrid from Atletico Madrid?
My thoughts is that's going to be one of the best groups, obviously. I know it's actually the champion, which is Bayern. We have also Atletico, which, you know, it's been 2 years qualifying for the final. And they now with Luis Suarez, obviously, they're going to fight for this Champions League. I can definitely see Atletico getting better with Joao Felix, you know, it's his second year, so little by little, it's going to be way better. And, yeah, in general, I mean, that's going to be the two favorites. The other two teams, they just need to pray before they play the game. But it's going to be a fun group.
Which one of the teams in Group A is Lokomotiv Moscow. This year, there'll be three Russian teams in the Champions League. And Jaime was telling me that's the first he's ever seen three. I think usually we see one or two, right?
Yeah, not only three Russian teams, also the fact that there is another Ukrainian team. So I feel like, yeah, there's a lot of representation from the East.
From the East, Europe. Eastern Europe.
Europe, Eastern.
So who finished first, Bayern Munich or Atletico? What does your gut tell you?
For me, I will say it's going to be Bayern Munich first. Remember, Bayern Munich last year, they won every single game. That's like a record. They are not going to be able to do it again. I don't think so. But again, I mean, I definitely feel like the same that we saw, like Real Madrid winning three consecutive years, like Liverpool also after they won last year, they were like kind of favorites. It was a surprise that Atletico ended up beating Liverpool. But with Bayern Munich, I think they're going to be in first in the group, Atletico second. And it is important that they start really good, showing that they are the actual champions.
something to definitely look at. I do agree Bayern Munich will finish first, but Atletico had a huge signing with Luis Suarez. We'll see how it goes. But the seeding of these things are only like the top two of each group make it to the second round. Let's go into Group B, which is Jaime's favorite group. Of course, Real Madrid, Shakhtar Donetsk, Inter Milan, and Borussia Mönchengladbach. Of course, we were talking about Inter Milan, which they were in like the pot three, pot four. And you were saying that they might be a dark horse. Of course, they got a stack squad and they got Conte as the manager. But what are your overall thoughts over that group?
Well, that's going to be a fun group. I actually heard yesterday one of the best, you know, Spanish journalists and broadcaster. He was analyzing that group like, for him, he's really the death group. Why? Because we have a Shakhtar, which was, they always win the league in Ukraine, and they actually, you know, were semifinals against Sevilla in the Europa League that we just saw. Then you have Inter, which was the final of the Europa League, and they lost the league against Juventus just for 1 or 2 points. And then you have Mönchengladbach, which is a German team. Germans are always tough, especially to beat them there in Germany. It has to be like a serious game for Real Madrid. Real suffer two important injuries, Hazard, and today we heard about Carvajal, which is the right back defender. And it's kind of a wing for Real Madrid. So he's not going to be able to play in 2 months. At the same time, it's a great opportunity for Odriozola to step up and show that he can really gain that position for the future. He's pretty young, but it's time to show that he can do it.
With Hazard being injured, I was looking into Real Madrid's roster formation. They're going to play with two strikers, but no wingers. What have you heard about like their whole strategy for this season?
Well, I mean, you can see that Real Madrid's been playing so far like two or three games, three so far. And he's been changing the tactic. He's been playing with different strategies. And at the end of the day, what is important for Zidane, he always do, is rotation. Rotation of every single midfield, rotation in general of the entire team. Making what he wants also for his team is that everybody can prove that they can play in the 11 star. So, I mean, it's been different, completely 11 starts and different players. It was surprised that Vinicius hasn't been playing that much, but then he scored the other day. So I feel that now they don't have Hazard. What Zidane really wants is to get Asensio back to what Asensio used to be. And if Real Madrid gets a good Asensio with Vinicius and Benzema, I also have a lot of hope in Odegaard. I think he's ready to step up also. So, of course, we have Ramos and Courtois in the back. So I feel Real Madrid is going to be first in the group, but it will not be a surprise. Let me say that Inter ended up first because also they have an amazing team. They kept Lautaro, they with Lukaku. I mean, they just got to the final of the Europa League. So that proves that they are ready to be, again, fighting for another trophy, like European trophy.
Of course, Inter Milan, known for their defensive mechanism of Conte, former coach of Chelsea, been definitely going to demonstrate that with Real Madrid, a force to be reckoned with. Group C, Porto,
before
Manchester.
Before you move to Group C, I just want to do a quick comment. I don't want to forget about, because this summer we sold one player to Inter, which is Ashraf Hakimi, which is he's a really good guy. He plays for Morocco, and he used to play in Borussia Dortmund, but that was like a loan. Now Real Madrid, because they have Carvajal and Odriozola, they ended up selling for 60, I think, or for 40 million to Ataraf. And so far, they've been playing two games only in Italy, and he's been doing the best player. So he's very offensive, more than a defensive. And I will say that we need to be careful because the attack in the left side of Real Madrid, if Marcelo plays, that's, I think, game over.
The weaknesses are going to be exposed. Group C, Porto, Manchester City, Olympiacos, and Marseille. Of course, Man City not doing well for these past 3 weeks. Weak defense. Porto, one of the best teams in Portugal. Marseille, one of the best teams in France. It's a pretty good competitive group, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very equal, especially for Olympiacos, Marseille. I think they're going to fight and they're going to have the chance to qualify. I think City, definitely they're going to be first. And, you know, they're just signing some players. Ferran Torres, as I told you, if he has minutes, he's going to show up. And if I think this past week, we just saw like he scored one goal and he gave an assist to Sterling. So I totally feel Man City, you know, with Guardiola, they are going to be, you know, fighting again for the Champions League this year. He really need to prove that with so much money spent, he can definitely fight for the trophy.
How about this Porto team? Were they the best team in Portugal last season?
They were the best. They were the best. But again, I think they are selling the left back or the right back to Manchester United. They're also, you know, they've been selling a couple more players. So that's the thing. Oporto has always been like a selling team. Like he always sell his best players, his stars. Really, the Portuguese list is either Benfica or Porto, really. So, I mean, they are going to be there. They are going to be fight for that second position because they actually qualify. They were in pot number one. But I totally see Marseille. The other day they were able to beat PSG in the league. So I see Marseille fighting for that second position, I think.
It's going to be a tough one for a second. Of course, Man City is the favorites for Group C. Let's go with Group D, Liverpool, Ajax, Atalanta, and Midtjylland from Denmark. First time in the Champions League. Good group for Liverpool.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite group, actually, because Atalanta also prove that they are not gonna, you know, scare off any rival. Last year they were scoring so many goals against everybody. They ended up getting defeated, but you know they are gonna fight again this Champions League. So be careful, Ajax, because they're probably gonna be fighting for that second position. I think Liverpool, they're easy gonna make it for number one in that group. It's going to be also a challenge because people are expecting a lot for Liverpool, but I totally feel like Klopp, you know, he proves that he can win Champions League and league. So now be careful because Liverpool fans, they want the double trophy.
Liverpool's definitely looking good. Of course, they acquired Thiago from Bayern Munich, so definitely be a good addition to the squad. Group E, Seville, Chelsea, Krasnodar, and Stade Rennes from Spain. Of course, Chelsea, they're not having a good start of the season. What are your thoughts over this group, which is also another good competitive group as well?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a nice group. We're going to see great football between Rennes, Chelsea, and Sevilla. I feel the favorites for that group is Sevilla. They actually won the Europa League. They are starting very strong in La Liga with two wins. And, you know, Chelsea, the thing is they spend so much money on new players. So you need to be able to put these players together and they need to start working little by little. But I feel, I mean, Champions League is going to start in 20 days. So I feel they have time to do a lot of training and to be there. But with all the additions that we see, I mean, Thiago, we see, you know, Timo Werner, a lot of different players. Havertz. So I feel Chelsea is gonna fight for this Champions League in general. I think Lampard can definitely fight for that.
Of course, they'll get things put together. Pulisic should be hopefully healthy in a few weeks or not. Let's go into also Group B has crossing the door, another Russian club. So definitely keep an eye on these Russian clubs. Group F, Zenit, Borussia Dortmund, which I think they're a dark horse. Lazio and Club Brugge from Belgium. How about this Group F? Is this a Dortmund win?
I see Dortmund winning there, but Zenit also, they are going to fight. They have good team. They just won the league in Russia. So I feel like it's going to be a good fight because also, I mean, I didn't have the time to watch Lazio, but they ended up number three or number fourth in the Italian league, kicking out teams like Roma or Milan out of the champions. So that proves that they need to be careful with that team. Nobody wants to play against Italian teams. They are always, you know, tough. And for Bruges, I mean, it's the best team in Belgium, so they should prove that they also can have chances. I feel that's going to be a group that we're going to have a couple of surprises, maybe.
Yeah, Group F is definitely a little competitive. Group G, everyone's looking at Group G. Juventus, Barcelona, Kiev, and Ferencváros. Of course, Juventus and Barcelona means Ronaldo versus Messi. Is the hype there, Jaime? Are they too old or there's still hype left?
They are not old. And we've been waiting long, but we have again the big battle. Cristiano against Messi. I'm excited as a Madrid fan, and also excited because, you know, it's beautiful to see two of the best players in football history playing against each other again, fighting for the Champions League, fighting for the most top scorer. That's going to be definitely two games that if I was you, Santiago, I would not miss those games.
And hopefully watch it with you.
Yeah, hopefully.
During the day. So who will be first place? Who has a better squad, Juventus or Barcelona?
I mean, I totally feel that's going to depend of the third and the fourth team because one is from Kiev again, to the other Ukrainian that I was telling you. And it's difficult to play there. So I feel if either Juventus or Barcelona, if they win in Kiev and they win at home, they're going to end up being first. Usually when we have a big fight between two teams in Champions League before we go into the next round, in the first round, they usually, you know, they don't want to show all his cards. So they usually ended up tying one game, or maybe Juventus win and then Barcelona wins the other game. Usually they don't show all their cards. But I feel because the Ronaldo-Messi battle, they are going to go with the all-in, and they're gonna. It's gonna be a nice game.
Of course, this is the first year.
I would say maybe first Barcelona, but you can never guess here. It could be.
Yeah, it's a tough call. Of course, this is the first year for Pirlo as manager at Juventus. Barcelona. It's been 3 weeks in for La Liga. Has things calmed down there?
They're. You know they. They were doubting with the Messi, now doubting also. They were doubting with the coach even before he started. But now he proves, I mean, only two games. They are going to have a big game this weekend against Sevilla. But so far, I mean, zero goals in their net. And they score actually 7 goals in 2 games. So that proves that Ansu Fati is ready. That proves that, you know, Messi, he's again part of that team and he's adapt to anything. And, you know, they have kind of like new signings that they're already working. They brought Coutinho back, and Coutinho, he's amazing. When he plays like that, he's really one of the best players in the world. And then we will see. What I'm surprised is with Griezmann. I mean, I don't understand how a champion of the world, like he won the World Cup, he did such an amazing season with Atletico, but in Barcelona, it's his second season, and the other day they substitute him almost at the beginning of the second half, and he's not finding the connection with Messi. So I feel maybe Dembele is gonna end up playing for Griezmann,
which I had my doubts him going to Barcelona. Maybe they're like he had different thoughts of going there. Real quick before we go on to Group H, Sergiño Dest to Barcelona. What are your thoughts? He's the American Dutchman going to Barca, first American in Barca.
First American, yeah. And I'm happy to have an American guy in La Liga. I feel Sergiño he has the talent. Definitely, I just saw a couple of videos. I haven't even seen him in action in an entire 90-minute game. But I totally feel like he could be, you know, a good right back for Barcelona, because Barcelona fans, they appreciate when the right back or left back, the wings in general, not only they go all the way till the end, they also have that skills, you know, that dribbling, the skills. And I feel Sergiño has that. Plus, just today, when he got, you know, in the presentation, he said he wants to be as good as Dani Alves. So if you put in yourself right there in your presentation, I mean, that proves that you trust in yourself a lot. So that's good. That's a good fact.
Real deal there, of course, if he wants to be like Dani Alves, huge. Group H, Paris, Manchester United, RB Leipzig, and Istanbul Başakşehir from Turkey. Pretty tight group as well. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty very tight game between Paris and Manchester. If I'm not mistaken, I think they played like 2 years ago in Champions League also. And it was an amazing battle. I remember, I think Man U ended up winning in Paris, or Paris ended up winning in Manchester. I got to check, but I remember it was a very good game between those teams. And what I like about this group is they totally feel they're going to make it to the next round. But we have Leipzig, which they proved they are ready to be there. Like they ended up being in semifinals last year of the Champions League. The coach is still the same, Nagelsmann. And also they have really good players. So let's see, it's gonna be definitely a good group. And we have also Istanbul, which the final is gonna be in Istanbul. So also that's a team that they don't have a barely chances to make it, but they probably gonna have, you know, all the passion that they need.
Yeah, and of course that motivation, maybe perhaps make the final there. So like I said, like we were talking about yesterday, the Turkish League isn't La Liga or anything like that.
Say again, sorry?
The Turkish League is not La Liga or the Premier League.
No. The Turkish League, it doesn't, but they qualify. They qualify.
Yeah, they made it. So who will finish the top two in Group H?
The top two for me is going to be PSG and United.
Which will be within that order, PSG, Man United.
Yeah, PSG first, United second.
We'll see how United is. I know United has been struggling these past couple of weeks, but maybe they'll put things together with Pogba. So tell me, as of right now, October 2nd, 2020, who will win the Champions League?
As of right now, you always need to bet for the actual champion, which is Bayern Munich. But again, I mean, this is a year that there is a lot of teams that are rebuilding their entire squad. So I see maybe, you know, like we can get a surprise with teams like Chelsea, Inter, like teams that maybe people don't expect they are going to make it, but they have really good coaches. I also feel, you know, Juventus is ready for winning another Champions League. They owe their fans a Champions League. They haven't won in a while. So, I don't know. We're going to see a beautiful Champions League. I'm so excited. You saw me yesterday, like, how excited I get when I see this symbol.
And yeah, of course, it's Real like Madrid, as excited team, as if you were in the final. So
they're the one with most titles, so I feel they can definitely be there.
So Real Madrid, do you think they'll go deep this year?
For Madrid, what?
Do you think Madrid will go deep this year?
Let's see. I feel like the market, the transfer window is now closed, but I feel I can wait for the next transfer window because Real Madrid, we're definitely going to need players. And I hope in 2021, Santa bring us the striker that we want.
Exactly. We'll see how things mash up there. Of course, you got Benzema, the 10-year-old striker from Madrid. Hopefully, he'll continue to score goals and maybe bring someone else. I don't know. We'll see who's available. Anyways, your final thoughts over the Champions League before we head on to predictions.
I mean, just it's the best competition, the best club competition. My thoughts are, if you never watch this competition, be ready because this season, as I told you yesterday, I feel like with no fans, we definitely gonna see players, you know, performing their best and showing us all their skills they have. And I totally feel there's gonna be a lot of surprises. The same way that we had surprises with Let's Speed and, you know, with the Bayern Munich scoring so many goals against Barca, I feel we're going to have surprises also in these leagues. Because, I mean, just in the previous round, we have some surprises already. So I feel it's going to be a beautiful Champions League.
Me too as well. I do agree. Juventus is my favorite to win it all. And I'm thinking Borussia Dortmund is going to have a good run, top four. That's just my prediction right there. Let's go into tonight's prediction for the NBA championship game 2, Heat or Lakers. Who do you got for tonight?
Well, I mean, Miami Heat need to win.
Okay, so you're picking the Heat.
I for sure. I mean, they have to do it today. If they don't do it today, that's it. That's over. Because with 2-0, they're not going to be able to come back. But I feel they're going to fight today. I have a lot of hope in Adebayo.
Yeah, which going down 2-0 in a series is like going down 3 goals in leg 1 Champions League.
Yep.
Or 4.
You're right.
Anyways, random question. What is your favorite homemade cookies to bake? Chocolate chip, snickerdoodle cookies, oatmeal, or sugar?
Chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip is winning at 69%.
What about you?
My chocolate chip cookies, man, hands down. There's no other cookie but chocolate chip. Yeah, the other ones are good, but chocolate chip just nails it. Have you ever had sea salt on your with your chocolate chips?
No, never tried that.
It's good. It's interesting, but it's pretty good. Snickerdoodle at 4% tied with oatmeal at 15%. Sugar cookies 0%.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Where do you get all these random questions? Like, I love it.
Because today is National Homemade Cookies Day. And I pull it from a website. So every day there's like a National Hot Dog Day or National Dessert Day. So I'd say, okay, so I choose the, like, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know this week was the National Coffee Day, right?
Yeah, it's coffee. Would you get a free coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, right? Well, anyways, Jaime, what's the best way to reach you? And tell us about, I don't know if you could talk about it, but tell us about your project.
Well, the project you're seeing right here.
Yes.
We're about to launch a very excited project with my best friend from Spain. It's called Dame Bola Podcast, which is going to be, you know, one of the best podcast platforms that you can listen and enjoy. We're going to definitely talk about football. It's going to be in Spanish. I'm sorry, but that's what it is. It's the mother language. And yeah, we will be launched during this month of October. So I'm pretty excited. And I will definitely do some sponsors here.
Very. And how can people find out when that podcast will launch?
You will find out either through Twitter or through Instagram. We are, you know, like fixing the last moments, doing the little touches, and yeah, we will definitely releasing during this month. And I know I count with you for that, Santiago.
Exactly. Once the show's launched, we'll definitely post it on like the Sportscast website to announce it. All you guys that like La Liga, it's not just La Liga, but it's primarily La Liga. Yeah. And of course, La Liga is growing here in the States, not just the Premier League, but I know that La Liga wants to expand to America. So if you guys want to know more about La Liga, Jaime is a very knowledgeable soccer person. He knows way more than I do. This guy knows like Tony Meola and Casey Keller. That's really rare. Rare these days. So.
Rayo Vallecano.
Exactly. So definitely follow him. And what is your Twitter handle?
The Twitter is kind of difficult. Solo Vives. X Y A R A football.
Yes, and of course you could look at our show notes to get that link on Twitter. And you can follow us on Twitter at the Sportscast One or on our website, thesportscast.net. Of course, we do cover soccer in the Sportscast, primarily Champions League and some major Premier League games, and of course other sports. But when it comes to soccer, we do definitely cover it. That's why we have Jaime, and we definitely keep the most important stuff when it comes to soccer on the Sportscast. But looking forward to soccer. Almost every sport is playing right now, NBA, soccer, NFL, NHL, so I can't go wrong. Anyways, Jaime, any closing words before we enjoy the weekend?
No, just enjoy this rain, this beautiful rain.
Enjoy the rain. Champions League begins October, right?
October 20th.
October 20th.
And enjoy the Miami Heat today.
Enjoy the match, and hopefully they win. Anyways, Jaime, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Santiago, for the invitation.